So as parents, it's our job and grandparents to make sure we teach them correctly. Did y'all hear me? Because God did not bring or give those children to parents for those parents to let them get misdirected, misinformed, because you got an adversary who's right there to take the advantage of their unlearned state to fill them with everything except God. And this is why we have to mature, so it has to be some saints to teach the truth. And you get, and see when your mind get twisted, everything is all right. If you allow your mind to get twisted, getting involved in every kind of ungodly thing, and you get to your conscience, get see it, and I don't care what you, it's all right. This is why we have the serial killers. This is why we had that man walked in that church, that little church, and killed 24 or 26 people. Because somebody, some parent did not teach that child the truth. Let that child do whatever he wanted to do. And that demon got in him, and people like to call it, you know, he's kind of off. No, it's a demon. If it's not more than one. Amen. And we need to call it what it is and tell the truth about it. So here I am tonight. Because the Lord said, you know, I told you earlier, a pastor in the pastoral office, mainly the function of a pastor, a pastoral office, the main function of it, we are more of a general practitioner. We cover just about everything. You know, we are not specialists in not too many, we don't have special areas where we are specialists, but we are general practitioners. You ever got a doctor, he can doctor on pretty much everything. But when you get to a serious problem, you take him to a specialist to check you out. That's why we have the apostle, prophet, evangelist, and teacher. But we are to take the oversight. And that don't leave us out as a pastor, because the Holy Ghost can let you stand in the office at will whenever he will to do it, even though that's not your main ministry or gift or ministry that you operate in. But I'm just giving you an idea. So I am to make sure that I teach you to observe all things. All right, so here we go. Are you here tonight?
Amen.
Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 13. Verse 4. I probably read this from more than one translation. It says in the King James, marriage is what?
Honorable
in all. Notice what it said, marriage is what? Honorable in all. In all. If you're married, it's honorable. You and your wife, what you do as following godly principle, the guidelines of the Bible. Y'all with me tonight? You follow the guidelines of the Bible, honorable in all. There's no restriction in that marriage when you follow, because God told you to come together, raise children. Sexual activity shouldn't be a restriction. Are y'all hearing me? But people come into those relationships with issues, and but notice what it says. marriage is honorable in all, and the bed's undefiled. Because you go to bed together, it's honorable. You can lie there with each other and not feel guilty and not be guilty, because God honored that. You can work together. You can hug each other. You can kiss each other. Amen. It's honorable. God plead with that. You have sex with each other. That now sexual that is misused where the trouble come in. I want y'all to listen to me good tonight, because I'm going to talk something by the Holy Ghost to you people. Amen. And so it said that the bed's undefiled, but what? Whoremongering and adultery, God will judge. And you know this is what church folks, a lot of folks trying to get, trying to make it all right, common law marriage, live together if I want to. God just told you, he's going to judge you. Yet there are consequences. See, nothing wrong with staying together, just have to do it God's way. But if you're going to violate God's law and just do what you want to do, there's consequence. Now, I want y'all to hear me. And this is what the Lord said. He said, tell them this. He said, tell them, I love people. Now listen to what I'm about to say. God said, I love people. He said, tell them this. Did not I say in my words, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son? Didn't he say that? He said, who else you know ever done anything like that? Do you know anybody else ever done anything like that? So you can't accuse God being cruel to people. But he did, but listen to what he said. He said, but I hate sin, and I came here to destroy it. And people that persist in sinning, they have tied up with what I hate. And they chose that road. And when they get destroyed, they did it. I already told you what happened if you go this way. Is that plain to y'all tonight? Is that plain? I've already told you, sin is what I will destroy. And he did. Jesus came here and he destroyed the works of the devil. He healed people. He set people free. This woman was caught in the very act of adultery. These men came to him. They weren't studying about that woman. They was trying to discredit Jesus. And Jesus made them look like a fool right there in front of the whole crowd, didn't he? Because they sneaked out one by one. Didn't they do it? Amen. Amen. And then what Jesus say to the woman? Go and sin no more. I forgive you. I forgive you. Now you go and sin no more. And if Jesus was hard on that woman, he would have crucified her right there. If he didn't love her, but he set her free. They were trying to kill her. They were trying to get her stoned. Am I right about it? So we need to get it clear. God doesn't hate people. He hates sin. And when you join up with sin, you join up with what he hates. And he didn't make you join up with sin. You chose that. So you suffer the consequence for your choice. Don't blame God. Because he has given you his love. He gave you his son. He have made life available to you. And I want to, now listen to what he said. Help me out here. I'm going to read this. Can you, my wife? I'm going to finish this. Junior, whoever put that same scripture up. I'm going to read the King James. Put that same scripture up, verse 4 and 5. I want y'all to hear this. In the Amplified Bible, I'm going to finish verse 5 in the King James while he's putting that up.